I am Gene Moreno, along with Brent Stevens. Toy Story 4, the band's back together again when a new toy called Forky joins Woody and the gang. They have a road trip alongside old and new friends, and they reveal how big the world can be for a toy. Did you ever think you'd see another Toy Story movie?
I didn't, and in fact, this is an interesting point. The movie sort of comments on the need for another Toy Story.
Some of the old voices are back. Tom Hanks as Woody, Tim Allen as Buzz Lightyear, John Ratzenberger as Ham, and Tony Hale voices Forky. Toy Story 3, I believe, at the end, Andy handed off Woody to another kid as he's going to college. I choked up when that happened. So I guess this kind of pushes the story past that.
It does. Her name is Bonnie, and she's like a five-year-old, and she's going to preschool at the beginning of this film. And the whole thing is built around this creature that she creates in an art class called Forky, which is basically just a spork and some googly eyes.
Andy Potts returns as the voice of Bo Peep. Now, that was Woody's girl, right?
Exactly. And we haven't seen her. She wasn't in the third one.
Eight people wrote the original story, Brent, including actress Rashida Jones. Is that a problem sometimes when you have that many people?
You nailed it. Multiple writers can be a problem, but I can say with confidence that it's not a problem here. This is an interesting thing to say. This is almost like a Jean-Paul Sartre treatise on existentialism, because Forky, from the moment he's born, thinks he's destined for the trash, and one of the hilarious leitmotifs is he keeps throwing himself into the waste bin. And Woody and the other characters have to sort of convince him that his existence is valid, which is what Toy Story 4 also has to convince its audience. Do we need another Toy Story?
What is it about the Toy Story series that's so endearing?
One is, it's about these sort of moments in our life when change comes to us. And the first one, of course, it's growing out of childhood and that type of thing. Here, it's not only preschool, but Woody sort of becomes a father to Forky. So at the end, it's all about sort of these relationships mirrored in these toys.
You wanted to add something about the sophistication of the animation.
There were 596 animated variables in the first Toy Story movie. There are 7,198 in the new one.